Da da da. לחיים, 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 לחיים,
לחיים, לחיים, לחיים.
All right, we'll sign. All right, Tabo say, good evening, everyone. The Guten Erev Shabbos. Such a schos, Baruch Hashem. You have to admit, it feels a little bit like Eretz Yisrael. You wouldn't know that we're off 7 Mile Lane. Sky is perfect. The weather is perfect. Stone from Yerushalayim is perfect from Eretz Yisrael. It's perfect, Baruch Hashem. A little bit. Rabbi Nachman says that the neshama transcends time and space. So wherever a person wants to be, that's where the neshama is. The guf, the body is confined by the physical realities of the world. But the neshama is never confined. So the Rebbe says, Yid closes his eyes and he wants to be in Eretz Yisrael. You're in Eretz Yisrael. The neshama is in Eretz Yisrael. You could do that. I think we've all had experiences like that, where even though my body is in one place, I feel like my neshama is somewhere else. I think tonight, on a magnificent, beautiful Erev Shabbos evening, come together. First of all, we're beginning a new sefer tonight, which we'll get to in just a moment. But first, a thank you to our sponsors. So first of all, thank you to Nathan and Beth Adler. In gratitude to the entire shir, to the kehila, tremendous shkoyach, and thank you. And an anonymous sponsorship as well. Who is it? Do you know? No, anonymous is okay. All right, shkoyach anonymous. Chevy, you should just know, you don't have to be anonymous. It's good. You know, there's a whole discussion like this. Although, like, sometimes the highest level of tzedakah is when you give tzedakah and the person doesn't know about it. But the truth is, when it comes to communal giving, there's an inyan of making yourself known. Because if you give, it encourages others to do suit, right? So if I give, if I'm generous, my friends see, oh, you know, Silver is giving, so then I should give as well. So whoever anonymous is, we'll let you get away with it this week.
I would like to contribute to the Thursday evening for a couple of times, maybe, and do it anonymously.
We want to thank Rabbi Avram Rosenblum for the anonymous sponsorship. There's Asha. Incredible. Shkoyach. And I want to say a very, very, very special thank you to Rabbi Yisrael Blumen, to Yaakov Bornstein. Where's Rabbi Yaakov?
Right next to me.
Oh, okay. I want to say, you should just know, like, everything you see out here in front of you is... this chavra gets together, Baruch Hashem makes it happen. A very special thank you to Rabbi Steve Goloskov, who, although he's in witness relocation in the Five Towns, you know, but Baruch Hashem still is able to pull the strings from a couple of states away to Baruch Hashem make sure this happens. A very special thank you to Rabbi Zevi, to Rabbi Davi. We're so blessed in this shul with the most incredible and musically gifted people. Our anonymous sponsor should bring his guitar as well next week. I'm just saying. It's just but Baruch Hashem, really special, really beautiful. And with that, we're going to begin. So we'll say, so tonight...
It helped us out with putting all this together. He's a Chassid Friedman.
Oh, T. Friedman. Oh, okay. Shkoyach.
He's quarterbacking.
Fantastic. Shkoyach to T. Friedman as well, for helping to coordinate and helping to with all the logistics. Shkoyach to everyone who helped to make this so beautiful, so special. So we'll say, so tonight, very special, very special. As much as we did not want to leave Tzav Vezeruz, and to be honest, I postponed it as much as possible. I procrastinated as much. I read as slowly as I could. And eventually, we just ran out of words. So tonight, we are beginning a new sefer of the Piyajetzna. So tonight, we're beginning a sefer called Hachsharas Ha'avreichim. It's actually, if you have this volume, if you bought this volume for Tzav Vezeruz, it's actually the same exact volume as well. I'm going to both say again, I would also suggest, I want to highly suggest that... we're going to stop at the copies. Stop at the copies. Next week, Meretz Hashem, your investment in the shir is a safer. That's your investment in the shir. I'll post it. The truth is, I'll do even better. I'll order it, and if you want, I'm going to put a thing on the zach on the chat, and if you just put a thumbs up, I will order the number of thumbs up. That's what I'm going to... That works, right?
A poll.
Good, I'll do a poll. But Chera will say, you know what? You have to understand something, that like a sefer like this, like that, you have to have... There are certain staples that you have to have, like, in your home, that every Jewish home has to have. Number one is Kiddushas Levi. Not having a Kiddushas Levi in your home is like not having mezuzahs on your doorway. It doesn't make a difference if you learn it or not. You have to have that in your home. That's Aleph. Is of this? No. There is art scroll Kiddushas Levi, but no art scroll. That's why you have me. If you had art scroll, you could just come here and eat dramats without me. You know, it's I'll post it. But again, you should just know that. And then having the Sarm of the Piagetsna, and also in the Doma, you know, you write your name in it. You know, you write your name in it. You put it under your shoulder. You come. You walk around with it. Even if you're not learning with it, it looks so good. It's kind of like a badge of honor to walk around town with this safer underneath your arm. So, Emir Sashem, I'll put out the link. We'll hopefully get it by next week. I don't know if it's available in town. Usually in the past, we've ordered from New York. Okay, so we're beginning a new sefer. So look at the rabbi. So we'll say, so tonight, actually, what I want to do is the Hakdama. So the first page you'll see is just the title page. And then if you turn to page, it's page Zion. It says Hakdama. Hakdama. So the Rebbe Fava, this is the Rebbe's introduction. And this is an incredibly beautiful and meaningful introduction. So the Rebbe writes as follows. He says, Le'ine kala kal hine modeh. So the Rebbe says, I want to give a hodah, recognition to the entire kal. Mehalel u'mishabech b'chaloshon shel hodaya. And I'm filled with gratitude. B'chaloshon shel halel b'chaloshon shel shevach. La'ashem yisparach nimtza u'bore ha'yichidi sovei u'malei ka'am. See, the Piagetsna, the Rebbe is giving tremendous shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was zocheh to write this sefer. Choni nemurachim, akol hacheser sha'ase imadi, im beisi, v'im zari, im kol hanilvim eleinu v'im kol Yisrael. Well, so obviously, it's written before the years of the war as well. And it's almost like, it's overwhelming. You know, you think about it. The Rebbe says, thank you, Hashem, for all of the brachas. Thank you for everything you've given me, you've given my family, you've given all the chassidim. Ba'olam hazeh u'ba'olam ha'alyon. Yirachim Hashem me'ata alinu, af al'inu hagun ve'inu kidai. And Hashem Baruch Hu should continue to have rachim on us, to have compassion on us for those who deserve divine compassion, for those who don't deserve divine compassion. Said, by the way, this was just today's daf. What did we learn in today's daf? The only entity in the universe which could be called Rachum v'Chanun is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah, right? Because Rosh Hashanah is the only entity that is capable of unconditional compassion. Right? Mankind, man could be compassionate, but only when it serves his needs. Right? Man could be a Rachum v'Chanun, but only if he gets something out of it. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be just the unqualified Kel Rachum v'Chanun. So the Rebbe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, continue to have compassion upon us. Whether I deserve it or whether I don't deserve it. So we'll say, I just want to show you, like, the words of our Heiliger Rebbe are so beautiful because just in the introduction, you think to yourself, what a chutzpah. What a chutzpah to say a thing like that. Hashem, shower bracha upon us and give compassion to us, whether we deserve it or not deserve it. So we'll say, try doing that in other areas of life, right? Try going to work and saying, you know what? You know what? Hey, boss, right? Boss, I want my bonus. Or I want the raise. I know I didn't come on time to work. I know I did not meet any of my, I don't know, deadlines, quotas, expectations. What was it?
Metrics.
Yeah. Right, I didn't do anything. But come on. Just give it to me. Look at this winning smile, right? You know, like just give it to me because it's there. Or imagine for a moment in your marriage. You say to your wife, I'm going to treat you like garbage. But I expect to be treated like a melech in my own home. Right, independent of how I treat you, you're going to treat me with derech eretz, with love, with compassion. It doesn't work. Number one, you're going to lose your job. Right? Number two, you're going to lose your marriage. Right? Because relationships do not work that way. You cannot get out of a relationship any more than you put in. I've always said this is klal gadol in relationships. Never, and this happens all the time. People want to pull out more than they're willing to invest. So if it doesn't work with an ATM, alachas kama v'kama, it's not going to work in your life relationships. There is only one life relationship where you have the ability to request to withdraw an amount greater than the amount you have deposited. And that is the Ribono Shel Olam. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us in a way where we could say to Him, I know I don't deserve it. I know that I'm already overextended on my credit. I'm asking for more. I'm asking for more, not because I deserve it, but because I love you, you love me, I need it, and you want to give it to me. And we have the ability to ask the Ribono Shel Olam for that in that beautiful and special way. And you see the Rebbe saying this in his introduction, just continue to give us, whether we deserve it or don't deserve it. We'll say, you know, I just want to tell you, I think to me this resonates a lot because I I feel like to a certain degree, this has been like a lot of my tefillos since October 7th. That asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things, for the klal, whether we deserve it or not. I don't care if we deserve for our hostages to come home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just send them home. Just send them home, because you can. I don't care if we deserve that our holy soldiers should have your providence and protection and should come back to their mishpacha shalom makarov. I don't care if we deserve it. Just do it. Just do it. Because you can. Because at the end of the day, you hold all of the cards and we need you. And nothing we could ever do will ever match what you're going to give us. And nothing that we could ever provide for you will ever in any way make up for all the things that we need from you. So if already there's going to be this continued inconsistency or inequality in the relationship, just give. Just give. Have. Just continue to give us, whether we deserve it or not. Don't worry about if we deserve it. Just give it. And listen, I think just as an aside, like, that's the tefillah we have to pray. That's the tefillah we have to daven. We need Mashiach, not because we deserve it, but because we want it. Because Hashem, you could bring it. We need all of the brachas for our klal. Maybe as an individual, I don't know. I don't know if as individuals we could take that approach. I think maybe as individuals, maybe we have to try to earn it a little bit more. Or maybe not. Maybe we always have the ability to daven this way. But incredibly important, Rabbi Ossi. So the Rabbi goes on. He says, V'yakon osana ba'olam hazeh ba'olam ha'elyon, b'chasadim niglim, u'b'yeshuos tavos v'nechamos, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us beautiful bracha in this world and the world to come. Give us revealed chesed, yeshuos tavos v'nechamos, give us salvation, give us consolation, v'yezakim v'imheir l'ge'ula shemu l'oro shal mashiach v'toch harchava v'chesed. And allow us, so profound, and allow us to experience the greatness and the light of Mashiach from bounty and chesed. Nebo said there are two ways that Mashiach comes. Mashiach either comes because we're so good and so deserving, or we're so bad, so desperate, and so undeserving. The Rebbe says, let Mashiach come through good. Let Mashiach come through good. And I will say, you know, it's just, I don't know. We know what the Rebbe went through. We know what the Rebbe went through. And we know all of the loss that the Rebbe endured before he returned his precious neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The loss first, again, of his father as a young child. At 3 years old, his father passed away. The loss of his mother before the war. The loss of his son, his daughter-in-law, his granddaughter, all in the aerial bombardment of Warsaw. The loss of his daughter, Rachel, in Treblinka. The Rebbe lost everything. The Rebbe left this world a man who was all alone. But yet he was never alone because he always had his kila of Klal Yisrael. And you see like this beautiful tefillah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, just bring us the geula from chesed, not from suffering. Skip down a little bit. Actually, no, let's just read one line and then let's get the next paragraph. He says, V'chein hineni modeh mahalo mishbech l'Hashem, sheberov rachamav zikani shakuntras chovas atamidim chozev nitfas atamichadar. So we'll say, so in the progression of the Rebbe's Sfarim, he wrote a sefer before this called Chovas HaTalmidim. Now, we actually learned Chovas HaTalmidim in our Musar Seder by Daf Yomi. This is going back a couple of years ago already. A tremendous, tremendous sefer that the Piagetzno wrote. It's interesting. It's a sefer about education, but it's not written for educators. It's written for students. See, the Piagetzno understood that in order to learn, right, you could have the most gifted Rebbe in the world. But if you are a student who's not receptive to learning, or you're a student who's not receptive to growth, or you're a student who's not receptive to change, the most incredible Rebbe in the world could be there and it's not going to do anything. We'll say, what's the raya to this? The greatest raya to this? The greatest Rebbe in history of mankind. Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet again, Klal Yisrael ignored him over and over and over again, right? Repeated times, Moshe Rabbeinu would preach, no one would listen. Moshe Rabbeinu would teach, and it would be like crickets, like nothing happened. Moshe Rabbeinu was there, they built the eagle. Moshe Rabbeinu was there, they sent the miraglim. So what do you see from there? It's not enough in the world to have the greatest Rebbe in the world. You have to aspire to be the greatest Talmud, to be the best version of a student. So the Rebbe wrote, and it's very novel, because most svarim about chinuch are directed towards who? Directed towards the teachers, parents, anyone who's in a teaching capacity. The Rebbe said, hold up. Teaching, right, or learning is the most beautiful covenantal relationship. The Rebbe has to do his part,
and the student has to do his part, right? I think it's like, you know, all of us, as anyone who has the privilege to be a parent, I think is probably, all right, there's a lot of young chevra over here, I'm old, you know, I think as your kids get older, everybody has that conversation with their child where the child says, you know, oh, the teacher's so boring. Teacher's so boring, teacher says, right? And what does a parent say? I don't know, in 2025, it could be, you know, parents say, you know, let me help you, call up the school, schedule a meeting. Okay, before 2025, right? What do normal parents do? Normal parents say, okay, it happens. But you know what? An average teacher or a subpar teacher doesn't prevent you from learning. Apply yourself, work a little harder. There's a relationship. There's a covenant that's there. The Rebbe has to do his part, and the student has to do his part. So the Rebbe says, "Harot Chovas HaTalmidim, Chozev Nitfa Asich HaDesho." Chovas HaTalmidim was like a blockbuster. It was a blockbuster. So the Rebbe says it's already in its second printing. And now skip down a little bit. He says, "Va'ata." Look at the last paragraph on page Zion. "Va'ata Hinini Mevakshim LaHosif Dvarim BaHatfas Zual Tfas HaRishona." So they've asked me to write a sequel. They've asked me to write a sequel. Chovas HaTalmidim was so good that they asked me for another sefer. Vatzedek Itam. The Rebbe says, you know what? They're right. I should write another sefer. What's the other sefer about? Ki im i'ef shal beis hamedrash b'lo chiddush. The Rebbe says, you know, I have to write another sefer because we always have to be growing in our learning. There always has to be chidushim. There always has to be new ideas. Lachain. Be'ezras Hashem Yisparach Kasavti L'Ma'adura Chadosha Kuntrus Hazeh. So the Rebbe says, I wrote this new sefer, this new Kuntrus. Kuntrus literally means, we call it like a manuscript, right? So it's like, a Kuntrus essentially is like a seferla. You know, there's a sefer and like a seferla, right? So, you know, it's not a full-blown sefer, even though, like, I will say, this is actually a pretty big sefer, as we're going to see. The Rebbe says, I wrote this Kuntrus. And this sefer, I will say, this is why this is a very exciting sefer. The Rebbe says, this sefer writes about how to become a chassid. How to become a chassid. Now, nothing to do with how you dress, right? Nothing to do with your chitzonius, with your external trappings. But, I'm sorry? Get it back, Shah. That's the fast track. That's the fast track. See each after the shir. Right? He'll say, so again, how to become a chassid? How does one become a chassid? Yoser me'ashev chavos al-tamidim. Now, the Rebbe speaks a lot about that in Chavos al-tamidim as well. Because essentially, in Chavos al-tamidim, the Rebbe writes about the qualities that one needs to become a real student, a real Talmud. So the Rebbe says, Hachsharas ha'avreichim, this sefer, builds on Chovas HaTalmidim and brings it ultimately again now to the next level. And ultimately again the Sefer is going to teach us how to go ahead and actualize our identity as a chassid. Via min shliva basum shal chassidus shem spalalim anu lahashem shehizakinu lahamin. I will say, now remember again, the Piagetzin, of course, was a chassid, right? He was a rebbe. But understand, the concept or the aspirational goal of becoming a chassid is not limited to those who are followers of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, right? Remember again, even the Ramchal, right? The Moshe Chaim Letzato, wasn't a chassid in the classic Talmid Baal Shem Tov sense, before the Baal Shem Tov, right? But at the end of the day, the Ramchal writes about chassidus. So we'll say this is actually very important. According to the Ramchal, remember again, because we also learned Mesilas Yesharim, we've covered a lot of stuff over the years. According to the Ramchal, what's the definition of a chassid?
Beyond the letters.
Right, so the chassid understands, he intuits what the will of Hashem is. It's even more than beyond the letter of the law. It's a deeper level of intuiting what the Ratzon Hashem is. I understand what the Ribono Shel Olam wants, and therefore, again, I go ahead and not only do what I'm obligated to do, but I do more because I recognize that that's the Ratzon Hashem, right? Because sometimes people go above, right? People go above me on the letter of the law and what? They're like, miss the mark. So I just spoke this on Shavuos night about Chumras, right? Sometimes people do more, but we all know this, doing more doesn't necessarily mean doing better. It just means doing more. Sometimes actually doing more can actually be harmful. The Chassid understands that 630 mitzvahs are expressions of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. Now that I know what Hashem loves,
I can go ahead and do more for him, even beyond what he needs. Again, we'll say so much of what we need to become good Jews is what we need for all the other relationships, right? Again, like in any relationship, how do you grow a relationship? How do you grow a relationship? You understand what that other person needs and wants, right? You plug it into whatever relationship you want, a marriage, children, friends, parents. I understand what's needed. So obviously there's the stuff that's asked for. But then once I get to know my loved one well enough, I understand intuitively what they need. And I want to give them even more than what the expectations are. That's chassidus. That's chassidus. So the Rebbe says, in Chovas HaTalmidim, I started talking about the process of becoming a chassid. And now in this new manuscript, we're going to take this a step further and bring chassidus to the next level. And we're going to go up the ladder of chassidus, the actualization of chassidus. Therefore, we call the sefer Karanu Shem Kuntras Hazeh B'Hachsharas HaAvreichim. Now, we'll say, interestingly enough, what's an avreich? What's an, in colloquial term, what's an avreich?
Guest.
Cool. I call here. Younger light. Yeah, a younger man. An avreich is usually like a young person. Remember again, avreich is a really contraction of two words, av, which means someone who possesses some level of wisdom, but rach, which means young. So an avreich is someone who has reached that age where I've accumulated some amount of life experience. Now, generally a relatively small amount of life experience, but let's say, you know, like that tipping point where you have acquired enough life experience to understand that you have no idea what you're doing, right? So like there's like that, right? In other words, when I'm really young, I think I know everything and I know nothing. When I get older, I really know a lot of stuff. I just know a lot, I just have a lot of life experience. And then there's like that middle ground where I'm not young, so I know that I don't know everything. I know a little bit of stuff. I've accumulated like a little bit of life experience. But I also now know what I don't know. I understand that. That's called an avreich. That's called an avreich. So therefore the Rebbe says, I've called this sefer Hachsharas HaAvreichim. And I'm about to say, this is the progression. Chovas HaTalmidim was focused on who? Was focused on who? Young people. Young students. Okay, so that was, you're a young person. How do you go ahead and materialize or actualize into someone greater? You're young now. How do you go ahead and grow into the next step? So the sequel sefer is Hachsharas HaAvreichim. So now again, now I'm a little old. Now I'm a little older, a little more life experience. How do I go ahead and bring myself to the next level in life? Of chassid, what I would say. But again, the point of the sefer is all the same. It's all the same. How do I become a chassid? I will say, at the end of the day, there's really only one avod in life, and it's to become a chassid. That's it. That if somebody asks you, you know, what are you doing with your life? I'm giving you the answer. Right? I'm giving you everybody like hymns and haws with that. I don't want to change the world. I want to make a difference. No. Somebody asks you, what are you doing with your life? There's one simple answer. I am working on becoming a chassid. Right? Now, if somebody tells you, really, that's it? You're like, oh. You clearly don't come to Thursday night chabura, right? And I was going to say, so that's it. That's all I'm working on. That's all I want out of life. I'm just trying to become a chassid.
Doing it anonymously,
right? So this actually, again, I will say, remember, the Piagetsna's big thing is anonymity is not good, right? Because remember, again, also we saw about B'nai Machshava Torah. So B'nai Machshava Tova, a chabura, being together. So he goes on and says, V'kuntres HaKodem, Chovas HaTamidim, Hischanu B'chinuch HaTamidim HaNarim, Nahaskel Chinuch HaBechassidos. So in Chovas HaTamidim, we began the discussion about young children, and again, their education, their self-actualization, their spiritual maturation. U'B'kuntres HaBa, Asher Baruch Hashem Hischanu L'chaber. Now in this sequel, Ritzoneinu L'daber B'pratios U'B'arichos B'chovas HaAvreichim. V'chevan shemerov hatirdos. What is incredible? He says, "V'chevan shemerov hatirdos fatlos." He's achar God asher niskel gamra. Okay, so now he goes on to discuss the idea about. Now, if you skip down a little bit, well, actually, let's read it. The truth is, it's important. He says, "V'chevan shemerov hatirdos fatlos." He's achar ad asher niskel gamra be'ezas Hashem isbarach. The Rebbe says, "I've encountered many delays in producing this sefer." So we'll say, isn't this incredible?
This is incredible. Like, you think you're the only one who runs into roadblocks in life? The Piaget and the Seda. And again, I don't know. Like, I don't know what the Rebbe is referring to over here. But Lamaisa, the Piaget says, I wanted to get this done a lot faster. Right? But life is filled with a whole bunch of stuff. And life is filled with a whole bunch of roadblocks and a whole bunch of difficulties. So it got delayed. Lachain, yeah, kuntrus kitzur hazeh. And the goal of this sefer is to make a person into a chassid. And what happens when you become a chassid? You become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the entirety of this sefer. Now there is one caveat to this, the Rebbe says. Omi'ata, rak mi sha'avar achoves hatamidim m'shloshe sama amarim. Okay. So here we have a little bit of an issue. Right? So the Rebbe says, here's the only issue. If you want to really learn this sefer and to gain the maximum impact, you have to learn Chovas HaTalmidim first. Because again, this is the sequel. So you can't appreciate the sequel unless you have the prequel, right? You can't appreciate book number two unless you have book number one. Now, it happens to be, so hopefully we, I don't know, a number of us have learned it already, although I don't know if we remember it. We learned it a pretty long time ago, right? But Lamaisa, we're going to do a lot of chazara of it along the course of this sefer. V'tov shegam mishekvar avra achovas hatamidim ba'atfas harishona yachzer ata alav od kiniskinu bo eiza tikunim hashayachem kam lidias kuntrus hazeh. Furthermore, if you learned first edition Chovas HaTalmidim, now we just recently came out with second edition, new and improved, right? And probably could die to review second edition as well with all of its different notes and everything else. Okay, so Mosai, beautiful introduction. So now this is very important because now I know what are we trying to accomplish. Very simple. What's the goal? What's the goal? To be a chassid. That's the goal. And whereas Chovas HaTalmidim taught us to be a chassid ultimately again when we're young, so Hachsharas HaAvreichim teaches us how to actualize our inner chassidos as we get a little bit older. So Mosai, let's begin. Perek Aleph, Mazel Ubracha, Mirazra, beginning this new journey, beginning this new sefer, our Rebbe continues to lead us. So Perek Aleph, and I will say what's also very exciting about this is now that we've already learned a number of svarim from the Piaget, right, together we did. Oh, okay, beautiful. Beautiful, fantastic, right? So together, I will say, right? So together we learned, B'nei Machshava Tova. I mean, we did Chovas HaTalmidim long ago. Jeremy, don't, it's good. Don't, this is perfect. It's beautiful. It's still light outside. We only have a couple more minutes. It's all right. I don't want you to miss it. Hey, so listen to this. So remember again. That's a good vice president. He's not going to... No, I'm good. So now remember again. So the beautiful part we're going to see is we already learned Chovas HaTalmidim, right? Long ago. We did B'nei Machshava Tova, right? That took us about 11 and a half years, right? Then we did Tzav V'Zeiros, another 6.5 years, right? So we've seen already a lot of the themes of the Rebbe. What's going to be very exciting as we go through this sefer is the ability to see some of the themes that we've already seen before. So let's begin. Shabbos said, okay, fine, thank you. Thank you, Zevi. So he says, Bamen naskala hachshirosa. Shabbos said, this is beautiful. Moda azos b'sram kidoshim, shat sadikim, kidoshe, thank you, kidoshe Yisrael, bale HaKabbalah. I think this is like a performance. It's like stage lighting over here. It's great. All right. So the Gemara says as follows. See, he says, you get your Kalina, perfect. Thank you. You go, yeah, good. Perfect. Good. So he says as follows. He says, you want a leaner? Like, no, you're good. So he says as follows. He says, Shatadikim Kudoshi, so about. Oh. So the Rebbe says, listen to this. So the Rebbe says a very important yisod. He says, it is important to understand that Tzadikim, righteous people, Kidoshe Yisrael, the holy of Jewish people, Balei HaKabbalah. The Rebbe says, what does Balei HaKabbalah mean? Balei HaKabbalah means people steeped, Jeremy, thank you, people steeped in Kabbalah. They both say, now you have to understand something also. then in Chassidus, one of the very important things was to set aside time to learn Kabbalah every day. To learn Kabbalah every day. And again, even if you don't understand everything, but a little bit of time every day, just to go ahead and be immersed in Torah Sinistra, to just be immersed a little bit in the more esoteric dimensions of Torah, as it opens up our neshama. It just opens us up in a different kind of way. So the Rebbe says, and people like that, right? Sadiqim, Kidoshe Elyon, people like that, students of the Baal Shem Tov, Darche Avodas Kadsham, Darche Neviyah Hashem Heim. Shabbos, this is so beautiful. So the Rebbe says that ultimately, again, the derech of those Baalei Kabbalah, of those Chassidim, they have the same derech of Limud as the Neviyah, as the prophets. So Tzadikei Yisrael, students of the Baal Shem Tov, people who are steeped in Kabbalah are able to literally reach the same level as the Nevi'im. Rabbosai, just even before we go on, do you understand the enormity of that statement? What that means is that if I want to get myself to the level of a Navi, I have the ability to do that. I have the ability to raise myself up to that level. Tamidim of the Baal Shem Tov, which are those who are steeped in Kiddusha, those who are steeped in Kabbalah, have the ability, mamish, to raise themselves up to the level of the Nevi'im. He goes on, Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Truma. He quotes over here from the Zohar HaKadosh. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Alatzmo. Rabbi Yaakov said about himself, Va'ano man yohev li is'aruso deruach kodsho. Who has given me this awakening? Is'aruso means like an awakening of the Divine Spirit. Lemehavo bego nevi'oi. To make me like one of the Nevi'im, Mehemni Tamidei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to become like one of the students of Rashbi, De'iloin V'Tasoin Zoin Minei. And what does it mean to be a student of Rashbi? What does it mean, Bosai? You know, when you're a student of Rashbi, the heavens and the earth tremble in your presence. So Rabbi Yaakov says about himself, I never knew that I could reach the level of the Nevi'im. I never knew that I could bring myself up to the level of the students of Rashbi, that I could be the kind of person before whom the heaven and the earth trembles. Ad kan l'shono HaKadosh. So the Pesach says, that's a quote from Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi say, now what do you do with this? Rabbi Yaakov showing off, like what is he saying? The Rabbi says, Hainu, sheba an visanuso, hispali alatzmo shezoch alios bein evi, mehemni tamidi Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, shayonu v'tachtonu mizdazim menu. Rabbi Yaakov was astounded. He was astounded about his own spiritual growth. Not in a way of gaiva, not arrogance. I will say, remember again, acknowledging your growth and acknowledging your accomplishments and acknowledging who you are and what you are is not gaiva. It's just self-awareness. As long as you also acknowledge what you're not and what my deficiencies are. So Rabbi Yaakov says, when I look at my growth, my personal growth, when I look at who I have become, I'm astounded to see that Baruch Hashem, I have become like one of the students of Rashbi, like one of the Nevi'im, like one of the people who when they walk, the heaven and the earth tremble in front of people like this. And I will say, what a tremendous and overwhelming statement. What is Rabbi Yaakov trying to say? Right? What is he trying to say? What he's trying to show us is what we're capable of accomplishing. Was Rabbi Yaakov born this way? Was Rabbi Yaakov born this way? No. We'll say, the beauty of Yiddishkeit is no one is born this way. No one is born this way. You know, even Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Who clearly was born with an inherent level of Kiddusha, right? Vatera also Kitov, right? So Yochavit saw that he was good, whatever that means. The house was filled with light. He was born, he was born circumcised. Clearly there was something different. Yet even Moshe Rabbeinu only becomes Moshe Rabbeinu when he makes the decision to go and see what's happening at the Sneh. Had he not turned to see the burning bush, and had he just stuck with the flock, he would have never become Moshe Rabbeinu. A Moshe is not born a Moshe. A Rabbi Yaakov is not born Rabbi Yaakov. A Rashbi is not born a Rashbi. And a Baal Shem Tov is not born a Baal Shem Tov. These people make decisions to become the kind of people. So Rabbi Yaakov says, when I look back at my life decisions, I recognize that they have led me to this point. My life decisions have ultimately, again, allowed me to become one of the students of Rashbi. My life decisions have caused me to become the kind of person that the earth and the heavens tremble in my presence. Let's finish up the paragraph.
This is connected with the ending of the Chovas HaTamidim that the Rebbe said last week that the earth was shaking.
Oh, so very beautiful. So Bernie's holding it very beautiful, right? By Tzav Zeros, right? So the Rebbe said that the earth was shaking as a result. I didn't even think about that. It could be. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That maybe that's actually quite beautiful. And maybe what the Rebbe was kind of saying in a little bit of code, although I don't know. The truth is, I don't know the timeline. I don't know which was written first, but it could be interesting. Maybe what the Rebbe was really saying at the end of Tzav Zeros is that I've finally reached the level of Rabbi Yaakov, of the Baal Shem Tov, of Rashbi, where the earth trembles. Beautiful, beautiful. So happy you moved to Baltimore, Bernie. Oh my gosh, incredible, incredible, incredible. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Let's finish up. We'll be safe for HaKadosh. We'll finish this. I know we have Ma'ariv. We'll be safe for HaKadosh, Mo'or V'Shemesh, Parshas Vayigash, U'Parshas Re'eh, Isa, Kamal HaTzadikim, Midar, Dar Ovdei Hashem, Asher B'derech HaBaal Shem Tov Zatzal, Shedarchei Kadshom Darchei Nevi Hashem Hein. That I will say, the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov reached the level of the Nevi'im. That's the point that Piaget is making. That sometimes we look at the Nevi'im, we're like, oh, the Nevi'im, like on a pedestal, totally out of reach. And the Rebbe is just highlighting that ultimately, again, the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov reached the same level of the Nevi'i Hashem, Ayin Sham. So we'll say, we'll stop over here for tonight just because I'm getting... Good. And Gabbai's giving me the look through the window. Good. I know. I know. Good. Literally 2 minutes. 2 minutes. That is a Gabbai. All right. So let's say. So again, I just want to point out. So remember, we got the introduction. So now we understand the place of Achsharas Avreichim. But I will say, but just understand this intro. Just understand what we just got. Before I even know fully like what the Rebbe is talking about, here's what I do know. I could be on the level of the Nevi'im. I could ultimately again be on the level of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. I could be on the level of Rashbi. And what does that mean? I could be the kind of person who lives the kind of life that when I walk down the street, earth and heaven tremble before me. That's the koach that I have. That's the ability that I have. And I will say, how do you actualize that? How do you actualize that? You become a chassid. How do you become a chassid? Stay tuned for the journey. Rabosai Shkoyach. Mazel Tov on the new Sefer. Shkoyach everyone. Mayriv in the base measure.
Rabosai, after Marv, if we could get some people to stay back and just kind of help clean up.